2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 1. After this, Absalom, the son of David, had a lovely sister, whose name was Tamar, and Amnon, the son of David, loved her. Verse 2. Amnon was so distressed over his sister Tamar that he became sick, for she was a virgin, and it was improper for Amnon to do anything to her. Verse 3. But Amnon had a friend whose name was Jonadab, the son of Shemaiah, David's brother. Now, Jonadab was a very crafty man. Verse 4. And he said to him, "Why are you, the king's son, becoming thinner day after day? Will you not tell me?" And Amnon said to him, "I love Tamar, my brother Absalom's sister." Verse 5. So Jonadab said to him, "Lie down on your bed and pretend to be ill. And when your father comes to see you, say to him, 'Please let my sister Tamar come and give me food and prepare the food in my sight, that I may see it and eat it from her hand.'" Verse 6. Then Amnon lay down and pretended to be ill. And when the king came to see him, Amnon said to the king, "Please let Tamar, my sister, come and make a couple of cakes for me in my sight, that I may eat from her hand." Verse 7. And David sent home to Tamar, saying, "Now go to your brother Amnon's house and prepare food for him." Verse 8. So Tamar went to her brother Amnon's house, and he was lying down. Then she took flour, kneaded it, made cakes in his sight, and baked the cakes. Verse 9. And she took the pan and placed them out before him, but he refused to eat. Then Amnon said, "Have everyone go out from me." And they all went out from him. Verse 10. Then Amnon said to Tamar, "Bring the food into the bedroom, that I may eat from your hand." And Tamar took the cakes which she had made and brought them to Amnon, her brother, in the bedroom. Verse 11. Now when she brought them to him to eat, he took hold of her and said to her, "Come lie with me, my sister." Verse 12. But she answered him, "No, my brother, do not force me, for no such thing should be done in Israel. Do not do this disgraceful thing." Verse 13. "And I, where could I take my shame? And as for you, you would be like one of the fools in Israel. Now therefore, please speak to the king, for he will not withhold me from you." Verse 14. However, he would not heed her voice, and being stronger than she, he forced her and lay with her. Verse 15. Then Amnon hated her exceedingly, so that the hatred with which he hated her was greater than the love with which he had loved her. And Amnon said to her, "Arise, be gone." Verse 16. So she said to him, "No, indeed. This evil of sending me away is worse than the other you did to me." But he would not listen to her. Verse 17. Then he called his servant who attended him and said, "Here, put this woman out, away from me, and bolt the door behind her." Verse 18. Now she had on a robe of many colors, for the king's virgin daughters wore such apparel, and his servant put her out and bolted the door behind her. Verse 19. Then Tamar put ashes on her head and tore her robe of many colors that was on her, and laid her hand on her head and went away crying bitterly. Verse 20. And Absalom, her brother, said to her, "Has Amnon, your brother, been with you? But now, hold your peace, my sister. He is your brother. Do not take this thing to heart." So Tamar remained desolate in her brother Absalom's house. Verse 21. But when King David heard of all these things, he was very angry. Verse 22. And Absalom spoke to his brother Amnon, neither good nor bad. But Absalom hated Amnon, because he had forced his sister Tamar. Verse 23. And it came to pass after 2 full years that Absalom had sheep shears in Baal Hazor, which is near Ephraim. So Absalom invited all the king's sons. Verse 24. Then Absalom came to the king and said, "Kindly note your servant has sheep shears. Please let the king and his servants go with your servant." Verse 25. But the king said to Absalom, "No, my son, let us not all go now, lest we be a burden to you." Then he urged him, but he would not go, and he blessed him. Verse 26. Then Absalom said, "If not, please let my brother Amnon go with us." And the king said to him, "Why should he go with you?" Verse 27. But Absalom urged him. So he let Amnon and all the king's sons go with him. Verse 28. Now Absalom had commanded his servants, saying, Watch now, when Amnon's heart is merry with wine, and when I say to you, Strike Amnon, then kill him. Do not be afraid. Have I not commanded you? Be courageous and valiant. Verse 29. So the servants of Absalom did to Amnon as Absalom had commanded. All the king's sons arose, and each one got on his mule and fled. Verse 30. And it came to pass, while they were on the way, that news came to David, saying, Absalom has killed all the king's sons, and not one of them is left. Verse 31. So the king arose and tore his garments and lay on the ground, and all his servants stood by with their clothes torn. Verse 32. Then Jonadab, the son of Shemaiah, David's brother, answered and said, Let not my lord suppose they have killed all the young men, the king's sons, for only Amnon is dead. For by the command of Absalom, this has been determined from the day that he forced his sister Tamar. Verse 33. Now therefore, let not my lord the king take the thing to his heart to think that all the king's sons are dead, for only Amnon is dead.
Verse 34. Then Absalom fled, and the young man who was keeping watch lifted his eyes and looked, and there many people were coming from the road on the hillside behind him.
Verse 35. And Jonadab said to the king, Look, the king's sons are coming as your servant said. So it is. Verse 36. So it was, as soon as he had finished speaking, that the king's sons indeed came, and they lifted up their voice and wept. Also the king and all his servants wept very bitterly. Verse 37. But Absalom fled and went to Talmai, the son of Ammihud, king of Gezer. And David mourned for his son every day. Verse 38. So Absalom fled and went to Gezer and was there 3 years. Verse 39. And King David longed to go to Absalom, for he had been comforted concerning Amnon because he was dead.